We'll take another question. We have Joan from Helena. You're on the line.
Joan had several questions, including the congressional investigation into Russia's involvement in last fall's presidential campaign and the Republicans' plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare. She said what's missing from the Republicans' comments was what she called the disaster of the uninsured before the ACA.
You have said, I'm going to keep going, you have said that you represent all Montanans. But as I recall, you did not win an absolute landslide, and I did not vote for you. I'm a Democrat. And no matter how many times I write you or email you, it seems to me that I get a pat answer, the absolute Republican pat line, and that you vote with the Republicans, even though it might not be the best thing for Montanans. So I would like you to comment on your feeling between representing Republicans and being the party man, because right now, of course, the Republicans and Democrats are so remarkably polarized. And I don't have any sense that you represent me ever in any decision about anything for now.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you, Joan. Thank you for laying out these questions and concerns.
Daines then proceeded to answer the question she raised. As for the last question, he said he's working with Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren to protect a workers' retirement fund. He added he has supported issues that were opposed by other Republicans.
And then you also, you mentioned I didn't win the landslide. fair enough.
Daines said he did win. And Republican Donald Trump did win Montana by 20 points. He said that's not necessarily a mandate, but he pointed out he did campaign on repeal and replace of Obamacare, job creation, and he pledged not to grow government.
And so if I came back here and said, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to be for Obamacare and I believe in growing government, that goes against what I campaigned on in Montana. Frankly, overwhelmingly voted. We won, you'd probably call the landslide in 2014. And arguably Donald Trump won the landslide in Montana in 2016. So it doesn't mean you agree with everything that Donald Trump does, if you want to agree with anything I do, but you know what? You got to campaign on certain principles, positions, and issues. And the people elect you better follow through with that. So it shouldn't be a surprise to Montanans that I'm for repealing Obamacare, that I'm for the Keystone Pipeline, that I'm for coal development, that I believe we need forest management reform, that I believe we need more high-paying jobs. I campaign on that, and I got elected for that.
Daines said last night's teletown hall was his 14th. A staffer said afterwards, some 30,000 Montanans were on the line. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.